So you're eyeing a particular college and you want to know how well its graduates do or if the school's even worth the price tag. Until now, that information has been harder to come by than it probably should have been. But this weekend, President Obama and the Education Department unveiled a new website called College Scorecard. The administration claims that it's a new way to compare schools. But the website doesn't have a key feature once championed by the president: specific quality ratings for each of the nation's 7,000 institutions of higher education. Here with more is Derek Thompson, senior editor at The Atlantic. He joins us every Monday. Hi there, Derek.
Hi.
So, no quality ratings to the College Scorecard website. Why not?
Well, overall, I think this is about making colleges, like you said, a transparent product. Like when you buy a car, there are consumer reports. When you buy a blender, there's expert reviews. But when you go to college, which is maybe the most expensive, important decision that a young person and his or her family makes, there's not a lot of easy to compare information. So the Obama administration wanted to create a product that was as simple as possible to help compare schools. But they faced a lot of pushback from presidents, both of schools that people around the country might not have heard of, small schools, but also from elite schools that said you can't just slap a single number on the complex college experience. We want there to be easily accessible information, but we don't feel comfortable with a quantitative rating system.
Right. I mean, some of the college presidents were even saying that doing that kind of rating system would oversimplify the meaning of a college degree to the point where it could potentially be misleading. So we don't have a quality ratings figure on the College Scorecard now, but we do have some other information: average annual cost, graduation rates, salaries after attending. How useful is this?
It's really useful if, big if, you know how to use it and if you know to go there. And a lot of people go through the college application process without doing a lot of research. And the Obama administration is certainly hoping that easy-to-use programs like this will encourage them to do more research. But, you know, I logged on just this morning. I found it extremely easy to compare schools.
So, did you check your alma mater? I want to know.
I did check
so did
my
I.
alma mater. I did compare it to other schools that I applied at. But this might be a fun example. If you take two well-known schools in Los Angeles, UCLA and the University of Southern California, which is a private school. UCLA's average cost for recipients of federal aid was $13,000 versus $28,000 for USC. They had the exact same percent graduation within 6 years, 91% for UCLA, 91% for USC. And then you look at earnings. Earnings 10 years after starting school were $59,000 median for UCLA versus $66,000 for USC. So that is an interesting comparison. It tells you that both these schools do a similar good job of graduating students, that USC graduate students who earn a little bit more, but that it tends to cost a lot more.
Right. So I have to say, I did check my alma mater as well, Oregon State University. Go Beavers.
All right.
And it turns out OSU has a higher than average national graduation rate for the nation. The little chart says 61% graduation rate, which the Department of Ed said is higher, slightly higher than national average. Also slightly higher salary after attending. But it's that last metric I wanted to ask you about, because this was also a point of contention amongst a lot of people, because by putting so much emphasis on post-graduation earnings, people were saying that, hey, there is more to college than that, and this new tool might put too much emphasis on money after getting a degree. Does it risk, you know, corporatizing colleges or favoring colleges that have those business degrees or STEM degrees, things like that?
What I would say is, if you really want to earn a lot of money, if that's why you want to go to school, then I think it's entirely appropriate and interesting and useful to see which school tends to graduate students who earn the most money. You know, what I've always said when I talk to students about success, when they say, what's the secret to success in college? I say, well, look, if success is just guaranteeing that you make as much money as possible, then the answer is easy. You should major in petroleum engineering, because every single study that comes out says the highest median age is earned by people who graduate with petroleum engineering. But, you know, I loved theater and I loved writing, and I didn't love these things because I foresaw in them the most lucrative possible career. They were simply the things that I loved most doing. So I would say that this is a tool that families should use to determine the best fit, but it's not the only tool. Right. Qualitative as opposed to quantitative factors are going to come in and should come in, and students should, colleges is not just a wage-earning factory. It is a four-year experience, yeah. and it should be evaluated such.
Well, we've got a couple seconds left to go, Derek. And so we've got the U.S. News and World Report rankings. We've got that. We've now got the college scorecard. Are we basically seeing a bigger push here now for transparency in an industry that has kind of resisted it for some time?
I absolutely think that's what's happening. I think that you've seen, particularly in the last few years, as student debt has become such a huge story. And there are a handful of schools that have essentially become debt factories, where the students there take on a lot of debt and they graduate or don't. Yeah. Either they don't graduate or they graduate sometimes with very low wages. And the government, I think, has a moral, an ethical, civic obligation to point out what these schools
and
are
they're trying
so
to do
students
that.
Can avoid
yep.
them.
Derek Thompson, senior editor of The Atlantic, thanks so much.
Thank you.
Here Now is a production of NPR and WBUR. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty.
I'm Peter O'Dowd. This is Here and Now.